let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Jackie, you got it.
Well, will it be life in prison or death for the man responsible for the Mother Emanuel massacre that left 9 dead? That is the next decision in the federal hate crime trial of Dylan Roof. Roof was found guilty last week of 33 counts after nearly a week of painful testimony. There for that testimony was Reverend Sharon Risher, who lost her mother, 2 cousins, and a childhood friend in that shooting. I'm going inside her story with Reverend Sharon Risher. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us this morning and sharing your story. Now, I want to ask you, was it a tough decision for you to be in that courtroom for the trial?
No, the decision to be there was not a hard one. I felt like I had an obligation to be there to not only represent my mother, but represent each and every one of those families that was there that day. I just felt my own personal commitment to that.
Now, I understand that they really recreated what happened that night at the church when Dylan Roof came inside there with a gun. Was that difficult to sit through, or how difficult was that for you to sit through day after day?
You know, that was something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. You always had questions and you had pictures in your mind what could have happened. But to be in that courtroom and to actually be able to see what had happened was just beyond anything I could describe. It was just destruction. And it really soaked into your soul how horrific it really was.
Yeah. Now, your sister, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was on television maybe days after the shooting, and she said that she forgave Dylan Roof. But you admitted that it wasn't so easy for you to forgive. Are you there yet?
No, actually, I'm not there yet. You know, each individual has to deal with what they deal with on their own. In the beginning, I could not understand how she could have said that, but now, understanding that what happened in Charleston was just more than a human tragedy. We're getting into a spiritual, mortal wound, and I believe that God set the tone for her to say forgiveness. I have been walking this journey of mine, and I know I'll get there. I'm still dealing with feelings, and I just want to be real about it and walk through, so when I do get to forgiveness, it will be there and I could leave it where it is.
How has that shooting and the aftermath of it, the trial included, changed you in the way you see humanity? Or has it changed you?
That's a tough one. The lens that I look through now at the world is very different. Having been involved firsthand with the politics behind such a tragedy, advocating for common sense gun laws, this whole thing has changed, I believe, the walk that God has had for me.
That's profound. So they're seeking the death penalty in this case, and there are some, survivors, family members that are so opposed to that for various reasons. Do you think that the death penalty is the proper punishment for Dylan Roof?
Well, I've been very vocal about my feelings about the death penalty, and I personally don't believe in the death penalty for anyone, and he just happens to fall under that group. Now, because that decision is not my decision, we will go forth with what they decide to do. At this point right now, my soul is at peace with whatever decision he makes, because I believe in my heart that his sentence will be not only physical, but it will be a spiritual journey for him. I believe that. I believe that God will grant him mercy one day.
I don't want to let you go without talking about your anti-gun violence advocacy and your efforts to further common sense gun laws. Can you tell us about that work?
Well, Every Town and Moms Demand Gun Stance is a grassroots advocacy group. We are nonpartisan. We are a nonpartisan movement demanding reasonable solutions to address the gun violence in our society. We understand that there were a hiccup, and Dylan Roof was able to buy his gun. And so we are wanting people to be educated on what the weak gun laws that we have, how we can change that to help that other people won't be killed by gun violence, and the laws are there to protect each and every one of us. And I just pray that people will continue to listen and learn about how gun violence affects each and every one of us every day.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Richard, thank you for your work with the anti-gun violence advocacy, and we appreciate your time, and we are praying for you and your family to have peace, particularly during this holiday season. Thank you so much for
Thank you.
For
being I'm very
here.
Humbled. Thank you.
All right, Pastor, that's a story of impeccable strength. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.